Radio.
You are listening to Dominic Moffat Presents, the voice of the student, live on Leeds Student Radio.
Yes, indeed, I am back on Leeds Student Radio. My name is Dominic Moffat. You're listening to Dominic Moffat Presents, the voice of the student. I've got a great show lined up for you today. Once again, I will be covering Britain's greatest worst show, The Apprentice. I'm very, very excited about this week's show. Yes, indeed, I'll be covering The Apprentice very, very nicely this week. So, yeah, hopefully you can enjoy that one. A lot of controversial decisions last night, which I feel we can make a great talking point with myself. Lizzie Deong has very kindly agreed to meet with me in the show for a quick chat and a round of the infamous What's Your Status? Let's see if she can beat Heather Nelson, who was on last week. I'll also be asking the students of Leeds, what is a roadman? What is a roadman? Who are the roadmen? Where did they come from? All questions that will be answered later in the show. And finally, I'll be playing songs by Biffy Clyro, Adele, and John Newman. But right now, I thought, let's line up some Lethal Bizzle. It's on the playlist. Make sure you stay tuned. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. This is Dude.
Yo, extortion. Yeah, man's gonna do this one in one take. Yeah. You ain't that. How is he still here? I'm like a permanent scar, I just can't disappear. Nah, man, I can't disappear. I don't wanna be the king, but it seems that pretty clear. Yeah, seems pretty clear. 15 summers straight, I ain't never skip a year. Yeah. So who's really winning here? Who's in the second league? Who's in the top tier? Who's really making a living off these bars? Who really can afford this video when it costs? I'm just saying, tell me, who's really living that life? It don't make you rich, cause you got two tool. Look at ice. You ain't that. Who you are on the gram in real life, you live with your moms. You ain't that dude. All that money in your hand, real dons, put that money in the bank. You ain't that dude. Trust me, we know who you are. Trust me, you're not who you are. You ain't that dude. Yeah, on the gram, you're a star, but in real life, fam, you're a part. You ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. You ain't that. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. You ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. You ain't that. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. You ain't. I got a British passport, but can't get no Brit.
Nah, I can't get no Brit.
Fuse had top 5 hits, weren't nominated for
no nomination, you know.
Trying to keep us hidden, trying to keep us underground.
Yeah, underground.
Only coverage we get is when London's burning down.
They don't want to see another riot.
I couldn't care about MC List, I win in real life.
Yeah, I win in real life.
Quarter meal for the Lamborghini, yeah, I know that's nice.
But it's nice, you know, fam.
5 chart hits in a row, big up the fans, they rate me. Unsuccessful people, they're the ones that hate me.
I got love for the still.
You ain't that. Who you are on the gram in real life, you live with your moms.
You ain't that.
All that money in your hand, real dons, put that money in the bank.
You ain't that.
Trust me, we know who you are. Trust me, you're not who you are.
You ain't that.
Yeah, on the gram, you're a star, but in real life, fam, you're a part.
You ain't that.
Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't that.
Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't that.
Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't that.
Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't
that. My big bro Lethal brought me on tour last year, just sold out, man.
Okay.
I said, Lethal, how I get a car like that? He said, trust me, it's all in the mind. He said, Pal 2004, shut down Leeds Fest 2009. Yeah. Like 10 years from it first got played and it still holds weight after all this time. Man can't ever tell me about grind. I spray bars when my enemies die. Walk in the rave with a smile on my face, yeah, I do my thing, though I've never been signed. You only got one flow, I'll never mind. Everybody hates, so I hate them too. You wanna talk like you're down for the hype, but let's be real, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't that.
Who you are on the gram in real life, you live with your moms.
You ain't that dude.
All that money in your hand, real dons, put that money in the bank.
You ain't that dude.
Trust me, we know who you are. Trust me, you're not who you are.
You ain't that dude.
Yeah, on the gram, you're a star, but in real life, fam, you're a part.
You ain't that dude.
Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't that.
Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't that dude.
Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't that.
Nah, fam, you ain't that dude. Nah, fam, you ain't that dude.
You ain't that.
This is Stormzy, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio. That was Stormzy featuring Lethal Bizzle with Dude.
You're listening to Dominic Moffat presents The Voice of the Student.
Yes, indeed, you're listening to Dominic Moffat presents The Voice of the Student, and just then you listen to Stormzy with Lethal Bizzle and their hit Dude. It was chosen by our playlist team this week. I think it's kind of a sort of to the Black History Month vibe, that kind of thing that's going on at the moment, so I thought I'd play that. Also, it kind of ties in a little bit with the Roadman feature that's coming up next, in which I will also be playing Skepta, which I'm really excited about. It's weird, that's kind of Grimes just come out of nowhere, really. It's hit everyone in the face, and everyone suddenly loves it. I used to hate music like that. I really couldn't get my head around rap and Grime and all that kind of stuff, but suddenly I really, really like it. So, you know, good on them. Good on all those people that have won me over. It's fantastic. It's absolutely great. Right now I'm going to be doing something that I didn't think was going to be regular in the show. I thought I was only ever going to do one exclusive interview with myself. But do you know what? It turns out that my other half, my other self, wants to have another interview. So, do you know what? We're going to have another interview with myself. So coming up right now is another interview with myself. It's exclusive, once again. You know, my PA are quite, and my PR are very hard to get hold of. They're very hard to persuade. But, you know, I've just managed to win myself over. So this is the second exclusive interview with myself. Enjoy. Good afternoon. My name is Dominic Moffat, and you are listening to Dominic Moffat Presents. I'm here once again this week with an exclusive interview with Dominic Moffat. Hello.
Hello.
How are you this week?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, same as last week, really. You know, up and down, all that.
Yes.
You know, can't complain.
And so what did you do this week? How was your week? That's very kind of you to ask. My therapist says that I need to work on more social interaction.
Well, I had a dissertation meeting on Monday. I did some preparation for my for my show throughout the week. Had a lot of history reading, so you know I've had to crack on with that. Hung out with my flatmates the other night.
So yeah, fantastic. This week on Dominic Moffat Presents, I believe you will be discussing The Apprentice again.
Yeah, well, I like The Apprentice. It's a great show. It's funny. It's topical. It's kind of you know, one of those reality TV shows that you just cannot help but be addicted to. And the feature did seem to go down well last week, so I thought, you know, put it in again. You know, why change a winning formula, really?
I feel like you recycle a lot of content.
Well, I wouldn't call it recycling.
I don't agree with recycling.
Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Shut up. Okay. Of course, in an interview with yourself, we must talk about your new show, which aired last week and featured an interview with you by me. I listened to the show. It was satisfactory, I would say, if I was going to give it a Ofsted report. So I would like to know why, as an interviewer, I did not receive more credit for the work I did that went into that show.
Oh, you did. I mean, your name was on the show. It's, you know, your name is in the show. It was mentioned throughout. I played the interview.
I just feel like, as a personality, I did not receive enough credit for what happened, and enough.
I don't really know what more I could do.
Don't believe it. You're an absolute disgrace. You you fucking jolly rabbit. And God's sake, why do I even do this anymore? Our career's in the bag, and I can't even get a bloody student radio show to give me credit. What is going on with this industry these days? Absolute f***ing disgrace.
I would like to apologise for my behaviour just then. I got a little bit upset. My therapist says that I have to learn to control myself and to apologise more, so I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. I accept your apology.
I'm sorry that you made me so angry.
Yeah, I think that's probably good that we finish it there.
Well, I've learned a lot. I feel like the interview went out of hand there. You know, what can I say with these highbrow celebrities? You know, like Dominic Moffat. He just a lot of pressure. Right now, we've got The Weeknd with Can't Feel My Face. You're listening to Dominic Moffat's presents The Voice of the Student on Leeds Student Radio. Stay tuned. Tweet me at ThisIsLSR. Tell me about what you think about The Apprentice, because I'm going to be talking about it very soon. Tell me who you think is going to win. Tell me what you thought about last night's show. Tell me how you think this is going. How do you think I handled myself on that last interview? This is Can't Feel My Face.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know.
She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm. She'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go.
Yes, indeed, that was The Weeknd with Can't Feel My Face, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio. It's just gone 20 past four.
All right, here's my question. How many of you are on Facebook?
Search Leeds Student Radio on Facebook.
Yes, indeed, it's still me. It is still Dominic Moffat. It is horrendously horrible outside right now. I'm just looking outside the window, and it is just absolutely miserable. So what better thing to do than to just sit down and listen to my radio show? I can't think of anything, to be honest. If you're listening, you're probably warm inside whilst the outside world is cold and grey. Typical Leeds weather, eh? Typical. Anyway, that song, Can't Feel My Face, The Weeknd, blew up over the summer. Absolutely fantastic track. We all know that he's talking about cocaine. Let's not pretend. Apparently, if you take hard drugs, you can't feel your face. So that's what it's all about. That's why it's so popular in Leeds, obviously. Anyway, moving straight on, we're going to be talking about The Apprentice, which is a program that I've suddenly, I don't know when it happened, I don't know what point in my life I started to obsess over The Apprentice, but it was probably 2 years ago, let's say, 2-3 years ago. So maybe just as I started university, The Apprentice hit me like a brick barrage. It was unbelievable. I suddenly just started watching, and I was addicted. I've never been addicted to a kind of reality type program before, never been addicted to some kind of sort of reality type competition like The X Factor or anything like that, but The Apprentice really struck a chord with me. I absolutely love it because you kind of get to delve into the way of the kind of look at the way people kind of market themselves and how people really do business, and you realize that a lot of people spend most of their time just barefaced lying about their own ability, about other people's ability, about what they're going to do. It's fantastic. I love it. It's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, last night's Apprentice was an interesting one, let's say. It was a task where the guys had to go to sort of a home show, you know, one of these kind of massive warehouse type events where, you know, you're showing off new products, you're hoping to sell them to people. And it was a pet show, basically.
It was great. The products that people had, they were selling these kind of like leather sofas for dogs. And I mean, like when I saw leather, I mean like they had Italian leather. They had like fur throws for like 80 quid. It was amazing. I love stuff like that. It's actually hilarious. These people just stood there like, yeah, I'd buy that for my dog. Would you? Would you really buy that for your dog? It's like 300 quid for a sofa. I don't know about you, but my dog manages to like break his bed every 9 months. He eats them. He actually eats them. Dogs have incredibly, incredibly strong teeth. They eat everything. If they get bored, he's going to eat the leather sofa. Waste of money. But anyway, I thought we'd talk about predictions. I think this is about the right time to sort of talk about predictions on the Apprentice. You know, you've got to know people now. You know the characters. You know the big dogs. You know, throughout the two teams, you know who you like now. Let's say you know who you're kind of strong with. People that you don't like. People that you hate. Let's say they've cut away the kind of the fat, all the kind of rubbishy kind of people who aren't really going to do anything. You know, Ruth took a tumble last night. She was the kind of older figure who was sort of made a strong start, but she had an absolutely torrid time last night. She didn't sell anything in the program. So I thought, let's make a prediction now. Tweet me out, this is LSR. Tell me what your prediction is, who you think is going to win. And I'll tell you after this who I think is going to win and who I think is going to do well on The Apprentice. Right now, though, we've got one of my favorite tracks of all time. And there's a very special reason behind why I'm playing this, because it's quite old. But this is Biffy Clyro with Bubbles. Stay tuned on Lee's Student Radio, and make sure you have a nice evening. Stay in, stay indoors. Don't go out into the horrible grey weather that is in Leeds right now. My name is Dominic Moffat. Listen to Lee's Student Radio.
Well, how's your view of things today? Got young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up. I can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look our homes, look our lives in. Control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. It's time to consider that maybe it's a sinner. She'll wash away your sins.
Wash away your sins.
She'll wash away your sins.
Wash away.
Wash away your sins and go home.
I only once upset my kin. Accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed to change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. In her own creepy world. There's a girl, there's a girl. She's down by the river. It's time to consider that baby is a sinner. There's a girl, there's a girl. Wash your girl, there's a girl. Wash away your sins. Thank you.
Leeds' number one student radio station.
You're listening to Leeds Student Radio.
You are indeed. My name is Dominic Moffat. You're listening to Leeds Student Radio. It's just gone 25 past four, and that was Bubbles by Biffy Clyro. I play that song because Biffy Clyro have announced their first tour dates in, I think, over a year now. They're going to be playing some tour dates at the start of 2016, but that is the first kind of tour dates that they have released since, I think, possibly actually Reading and Leeds 2013, 2014, I think it was, that they kind of last played a big tour. That's the first tour dates I've had since then. So I'm assuming that means a new album. Very excited. I like Biffy Clyro. They're kind of one of those kind of genuine, hardworking bands who, deserve to be where they are. So, yeah, good on them. Make sure you look at those tour dates and stick around. Keep an ear out for Biffy Clyro.
Tweet us on @ThisIsLSR.
But yes, enough talk about Mon the Biff. Right now we're going to be talking about The Apprentice, my favourite TV show right now. It's the hilarious episode last night. If you didn't see it, go and catch up on BBC iPlayer. Tell me what you thought about it. Tweet me out, @ThisIsLSR. Tell me, who do you think is going to win? Now, I have a feeling I know who's going to win already. I think I can see it in the programme right now. I think, you know, you can kind of sort of pick out who's going to be sort of the main players and who's going to get into the final. And I think I know who it is. I'm going to say David is going to get in. He was on the winning team last night. Did a very good job, was kind of the leader, the team captain, whatever you want to say. Didn't seem to have any kind of arguments against him. No one seemed to hate him. Did a very good job, very assertive. It was fantastic. He's kind of an odd character, though. He reminds me a lot of that guy in Misfits who was the weirdo. I don't know if you remember who he was. He kind of had the weird eyes. He's also in Game of Thrones, and he's a strange, very strange man in Game of Thrones as well. But he reminds me very much of that character from Misfits. and I cannot stop thinking about him when I look at his face. But yeah, he's quite an odd guy, but I think he could win. But you know, I thought, you know, it's not just enough just to talk about why you think he's going to win and why he's good. You know, you have to look at his audition. You have to look at his audition. If you're a fan of The Apprentice, you've looked at the auditions because they're the best thing ever. I looked at a couple last week. I thought, you know what, let's pick apart David's. I think he's going to win. I'm just going to make that clear to begin with. But I also think his audition tape is just hilarious. It's just absolutely fantastic. Once again, the modesty of these people is just absolutely non-existent. So let's listen to this. It's David Stevenson's audition tape for The Apprentice for this year.
Well, me and Lon Sugar work well together because you've got age and beauty. Those two go hand in hand all the time.
Let's just stop him right there, a few seconds in. Age and beauty. I love that. I love, you know, I found the thing on The Apprentice is always that they kind of, they try and brown nose Lord Sugar. And I love the fact that he's gone straight away and just basically called old Lord Sugar old. That's quite a big thing to say, but apart from being an awful opening line, it's like one of the most cliche things you could ever say, age and beauty, isn't it? It's the kind of thing you say to your new girlfriend's mum. Age and beauty, something like that, you know. It's one of those things that you say and you instantly regret it. They never like you again, you never get invited back for tea, and you end up getting dumped and you never marry them.
Sugar's got the age, and I certainly am beautiful.
Never trust a man that self-confesses to being beautiful. Actually, never trust anyone who self-confesses to being beautiful. It's just too much vanity, just spoils a person.
What makes me a good candidate is the fact that I'm wearing tweed. You tell me another candidate that has come into this audition process and wears tweed.
Once again, too much vanity. Too much invested in what he's wearing. Tweed. Also, never trust someone who wears tweed. Never trust anyone who wears too much tweed or kind of likes the fact that they wear tweed. Tweed is one of the most untrustworthy kind of materials that you could ever wear because it's worn by like hunters and people that hate foxes. Too many farmers wear tweed. It's just a known fact. I feel like I'm preaching to the converted right now. But just don't trust a man who wears too much tweed.
I'm a man of class. If I could liken myself to anyone from history, I would liken myself to Martin Luther King.
So I always love it whenever they liken themselves to someone from history on these programs. They always do it to someone who's like the most obvious person ever. Like if you told a five-year-old, you know, who do you know from history? They're going to say, like, Julius Caesar, Queen Elizabeth, Martin Luther King. And they always choose the most obvious people, like, anyone could know who they were. Then you're never going to hear everyone say, oh, I liken myself to the Black Prince, or I liken myself to Henry V of England, or I liken myself to Henry II of France, or anyone like that, or Charlemagne. Even Charlemagne. Charlemagne's quite a big figure. Maybe this is because I'm a historian, but I just love how they always liken themselves to Martin, you know, these big figures. Also, how is he likened to Martin Luther King? He's like a little white boy.
And the reason being is the man said, I have a dream, and I've got a dream too.
Oh, that's how you're like Martin Luther King. I see. You both have dreams. Wow.
Spitting image.
And the dream is to change the world within business. He had a dream. He wanted to change things for the world for the better. I want to change things in the world for the better. So here's to Martin Luther King. I would make the ideal candidate for the apprentice this year for the fact that I've got a couple more tweed jackets to brighten up the show.
Once again, just for the last time, too much vanity and tweed. Just don't trust a man with tweed.
But also, not only my charisma and my talent, but my fact to be able to grip the room and to draw everybody in and to make them listen to every word that I say.
I don't know about anyone else, but I switched off halfway to the end of that, so I don't think you feel like he grips the room as much as he thinks he does. But anyway, I just love those audition tapes. I think they're the funniest thing ever. They are like, I feel like there's a producer behind them telling them how to be stupid and what to say. Absolutely fantastic. But still, I think he is going to win because the kind of skills he showed last night, the determination he showed last night, he was whiter than white. There was nothing you could put on him. You know, I think he was absolutely perfect. So I'm going to say right now, David is going to be the winner. I'm going to look so stupid if he's out next week. But you know what? That's what I'm going to say. Right now on Lee Student Radio, I'm going to be moving on to play another song from our playlist that's been chosen this week. Actually, no, I'm not going to. I'm going to play this song that I got sent by a promoter. This is a band that's been around for ages. They're kind of, sort of, I think it's 17, 18 years they've been around. They're a band called Suburban Legends. They're sort of ska pop punk, which is sort of like, I'm going to say it's sort of like jazzy with pop punk. So it's kind of bouncy, but it's, you know, got all the trombones, trumpets, everything in it. It's great fun. Just have a listen to this. This is called Forever in the Friend Zone. It's from their new album called Forever in the Friend Zone. Check it out. You might like it. So yeah, this is Suburban Legends, and you're listening to Lee Student Radio.
But I'm stuck in a position, the worst condition, my current situation with you.
End up on the wrong side of the road, wrong turn, bridge burned, now we're far too close. When I see you with a guy, my heart explodes. Is that just how it goes? I just wanna get you, girl. But oh no, these are the breaks you'll never. Watching you trying on clothes for him, sitting here trying to pretend no one knows that I'm so infatuated with you. Talk, talk, just keep on talking about your boyfriends. Always talking about your boyfriends. But what about me? Is that just how it goes? I just wanna get you, girl. But oh no, these are the breaks you'll never.
Forever in the friend zone. I'm forever.
indeed, you're listening to Leeds Student Radio. This is Forever in the Friend Zone by Suburban Legends. Yeah, go and check out that band. I think they deserve more support than they get. They're fantastic. They played in Leeds a couple of nights ago supporting Real Big Fish. Absolutely excellent. I just remembered something I have to say. I remembered a quote from last night on The Apprentice where they were talking about what kind of stuff they should sell. And one of the contestants just goes, a lot of single ladies have a lot of cats.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Yes, indeed. So no more Apprentice now. We're not going to talk about The Apprentice anymore. We're going to move straight on to the feature I've wanted to do for a long time, which is to find out what a roadman is. This is something that's been popping up on Facebook, kind of social media. It's very popular at the moment. It's a phrase that's just sort of exploded. And it's just come to the forefront of my mind that I should ask people what a roadman is. I should ask the students at Leeds what a roadman is. They can tell me. I can feel better. You can feel better. We can all know what a roadman is. So this is my sort of little foray into what a roadman is. I asked the students of Leeds. They told me it was inspired by a Vine I saw. It's quite an old Vine, but it's something that, again, has become popular. My friend Andy, who I live with, he plays it all the time. Slightly annoying, but you know what? It reminded me that I should ask people what a roadman is. And it's this guy, and he says, if you're a roadman, you should be a roadman in everything you do. And then the toaster goes off, and the toast flies out, and he says, shut up, blood, to it, really loudly and aggressively. And I thought, you know what? Just ask people what their reactions to that is. What is a roadman? What would you do if someone said to you, shut up, blood?
A roadman.
A roadman.
Don't know. A man on the road.
A roadman.
So a roadman is someone who's part of a mandem.
Man's on roads. Smoking the finest. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Smoking the finest what?
You can take a guess for yourself on that one.
A roadman. Well, I have no idea.
Roadman, as far as I know, is like opposite to wasteman. So you get called a wasteman. It's like, nah, blood, you're a wasteman. That's bad. But if you're a roadman, that's good. As far as I know.
There's two types of roadman. There's actual roadman working on the streets of London, gangsters doing their thing. Then there's the roadmans of Leeds. They are in their vintage Adidas, Nike, etc., pretending that they're like roadmans on the streets of London, but they're actually not, because mummy and daddy are paying for all their clothes. A lot of suede shoes as well. So yeah, I basically just know everything there is to know about roadmen.
A roadman's a wasteman. A roadman is someone who is basically just, you know, just a waste of space. Like, that's why they're on the road.
And he runs the road, meaning his territory.
Someone who likes roads.
Would it be like a lollipop man? Is that a roadman? Or is a roadman a man who works on the side of a road?
I have absolutely no idea.
If I was to say, shut up, blood, to you,
yeah,
what would you say?
Up.
Say, suck out.
Why are they telling their DNA to shut up, innit? Well, weird. Why are you telling me to, well, shut up, blood? I think we're past that a little bit, aren't we? Like, calling people blood and stuff.
Okay, sorry. I'll back away slowly.
I'd just be like, man's never been marquee and it's shut down.
Man's never been in marquee when it's shut down. And with that, let's play some Skepta.
Man's never been in marquee when it's shut down, eh? Trust me, daddy.
Yeah. Hey, man's never been in when it's shut down. That's not me and it's shut down. Ring, ring, pussy, it's shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know when it's shut down. Yeah, take time if a man wanna try me. No time. Usain Bolt when I run up on stage, I pick up the mic and it's reload time. Don't know your songs, but they know mine. That's why I got gigs just like Joe Grind. After the show, I'll be rolling mine. Don't care about the no smoking sign. They tried to steal my vision. This ain't a culture, it's my religion. God knows I don't wanna go prison. But if a man wanna try me, trust me, listen. Me and my G's ain't scared of police. We don't listen to no politician. Everybody on the same mission, and we don't care about your ism and schisms. Cause it's shut down. That's not me and it's shut down. Ring, ring, pussy, it's shut down. Hey. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know when it's shut down. Yeah. You wanna act like a G for the camera. You say you're Muslim, you say you're Rasta. Say you don't eat pork, don't eat pussy. Liar, you're just an actor. Blood, you're not on your dean. And if
Selassie, I saw you, he would say blood, take off the red, gold and green. Them and a soft just like ice cream. Scene, start moving correctly. If you don't wanna upset me, you get me. You tryna show me you're friendly, I told you before the shit don't impress me. Just, I better make you respect me when you see the man them are selling out Wembley. Roll deep in a blacked out Bentley, pull up outside like what I want sexy. Yeah, and it's shut down, that's not me and it's shut down. Ring ring pussy, it's shut down, hey. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down, boy better know and it's shut down, yeah.
Bunch of young men all dressed in black dancing extremely aggressively on stage. It made me feel so intimidated, and it's just not what I expect to see on primetime TV.
I'm in a different class. When I get through, I'ma bring my guards. 2x2, man, I walk on the arc. Sitting at the front just like Rosa Parks. Trust me, you don't wanna see me get dark. Upset, cause man, I way up right now and the shit happened all so fast. I was in Paris, shut down Lark. New York, shut down Central Park. Talk about London, yo, Frisco, where should I start? Walked in, spat 10, 16 bars, and each and every one of them came from the heart. None of my lyrics are stolen. Go on then, that's my slogan. Wanna know how I did it with no label, no A-list songs, and I told them. Blood, I just shut down. That's not me and it's shut down. Ring, ring, pussy, it's shut down. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know and it's shut down. Yeah, I just shut down. That's not me and it's shut down. Ring, ring, pussy, it's shut down. Fashion week and it's shut down. Went to the show sitting in the front row in a black tracksuit and it's shut down. Touch the road and it's shut down. Boy, better know and it's shut down.
Link up, daddy.
All right.
Yo, tomorrow I'm gonna come scoop you. Hey, we'll go to business.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Done, no?
Yes, indeed, you're listening to Leeds Student Radio. That was Skepta with Shut Down. Just want to make a quick apology. I totally forgot there was some swearing in there. I was totally convinced that was clean. Apologies. Really, really sorry about that. Naughty Skepta. You don't need to use bad words. You're a very eloquent man. Make sure you stay tuned right now, because after this next song by John Newman, I'm going to have Lizzie Dion in the studio doing the infamous game, What's Your Status? The question is, can she beat Heather Nelson, who got 3 out of 5 last week? So stay tuned. You're listening to Don Moffat Presents The Voice of the Student right now. This is John Newman featuring Charlie Wilson.
This is Leeds Student Radio.
Our love is just a tiring game. I never want our thing to change. Our love is just a tiring game. I'll never give it up. I'll never give it up. Our love is just a tiring game. I never want our thing to change. Our love is just a tiring game. Never give it up.
Yes, indeed. That was John Newman with Tyrant Game featuring Charlie Wilson. Absolutely love that track. It's brilliant. You're listening to Lee Student Radio right now. Got about 15 minutes left of the show, which means it's time for a game.
The sound of students in Leeds. This is Leeds Student Radio.
Yes, indeed. You're back with Dominic Moffat Presents The Voice of Student. And right now I'm in the studio with Lizzie de Jong.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I'm really, really nervous about this game.
You're really nervous about this game?
I actually am. I'm really scared.
Well, before we get into the game, let's just talk a little bit about who you are. Tell me about yourself.
About, well, what boring stuff or like what do you
want to
know?
What boring stuff?
Like,
you are on Lee Student Radio. You were a beat presenter last year.
Yeah, so I did the beat on Monday with your lovely self and Robin.
Yep.
Last year, which was really, really good fun. And now do content producing for Thursday Beat, which is good fun as well.
So you stuck with the beat.
I did stick with the beat. Yeah, it's my baby.
We love the beat. And you also, you are a broadcast journalist. Student.
I am, yes. Third year broadcast journalism. So yeah, can't get enough.
Can't get enough of the broadcasting.
Woo, exactly.
So how's the broadcast journalism going? Is it all right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's all right, yeah. It's third awful. Year, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's work.
Yeah, it's third year. It's work. Yeah. Exactly. So now that we've talked about yourself, we're going to go on to a game that Heather Nelson did last week.
Okay,
so this is called What's Your Status, right?
All right.
So I'm going to read out five statuses. They could potentially be yours from your past that I've looked at.
Okay, so or, Facebook statuses.
Yes,
okay.
Or they could be ones that I've made up.
Right.
So it's all about how well you know yourself.
I'm actually, oh no.
It's a deeply philosophical game.
Cringy things and oh no.
Yeah, okay. So are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So
I'm
Heather
ready.
Nelson got 3 out of 5 last week. She's at the top of the leaderboard. She's the only one on there. Do you think you can beat
yeah,
her?
Yeah, definitely.
You can
yeah.
beat Heather Nelson. Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Right, Lizzie de Jong. First one. You're more nervous about what they are.
I'm actually
are
so, I'm so, oh no.
Okay.
It's so embarrassing.
Okay, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Okay, right. No, the first one I have. I've got the worst first.
Oh no.
Okay, you ready? So this is Christmas 2011.
Right, okay. Oh God.
Be my date this Christmas Eve. Be my holiday. Be my dream. Smiley face.
Oh my God, it's probably true. It's probably, yeah, I feel like that is me.
That's you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think it is.
You're going to say it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it?
Young. You are. Slightly loud there, but you are correct.
Yeah, I thought I was.
You are correct. That is your, I think it was actually a song, so it's not I
actually think it is a Justin Bieber Christmas song.
That's what
I think it is. Which actually really, really upsets me.
Oh, Biebs. The Biebs. Well, you got 1 out of 5
okay.
so far, so that's a good
okay.
start. That's a good start. It's a stormy start. You're there.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. I just love Louis so much. He's hilarious.
Oh, no. It's all my, like, fangirling past, isn't it? This is probably true. I think this is me.
This
was
an X Factor. This is, like, an X Factor status. You made a lot of X Factor
statuses. Oh, it's an X Factor status.
Yes.
Oh.
It was, like, a 2011 X Factor status.
Actually, so I don't really like Louis. I don't like him. I feel like it's not true.
You think that's not true?
No,
you don't like Louis. You feel like that even in your past, you didn't like Louis.
I feel like I've never liked Louis.
You've never liked Louis. Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Final answer?
Yeah, final answer.
You're correct again.
Yay!
You're correct. That is 100% correct. So,
see, I just know myself so well.
2 out of 5. That is, you're correct. I actually made that one up completely.
Yeah. Based on the fact that. I thought no. Never would make the
name. Okay, excellent.
Okay.
Third one.
Yeah.
Another X Factor one. Your Facebook is X Factor.
It's
basically.
Just basically. Oh, no.
This is like I think this is X Factor 2012.
Okay.
Okay, so 3 years ago. Simon Cowell is so cruel, sad face. No way. Didn't say anything else, just no way.
I don't think that's true either. I don't think that's me.
You don't think that's you either?
No, I don't think it is.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You think that is...
I think it's one you've made up.
One I've made up.
I don't know. I feel like I was into X Factor. I'm not sure I was that into it that I would post statuses about it. Maybe I'm wrong.
You're wrong about the fact that you'd post statuses, but you are, in fact, correct.
Yay!
I did make that status up, but that is made up from the fact that I saw about 9
oh,
statuses
really?
From that year. And you wouldn't even put that it was the X Factor. You'd just be like, yay, this person's through. Or ooh, boo. So I kind of assumed, you know, maybe I'd trick you. But you know yourself
pretty
well.
It's clearly venting my anger on social media.
You're already on par with Heather Nelson.
Yes. Okay, I can do this.
If you get this one, you're there. You're there. You're winning.
Yes.
You're done.
Okay.
You're on the path to victory.
I'm ready.
Okay. Ryan getting through was worth it just to see his reaction. Again, I'm
another X Factor one.
Another X Factor. I think this is 2013. So this is kind of maybe a little bit more. Oh, no, actually, no, I tell lies. 2012. It's 2012, this one again.
I feel like that might be true, actually. I think that's
me. This one's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
So you do admit.
Because every other one I've been like, no, it's not me. So I think I'm going to change things up a bit.
You're going to change things up and say this one was
you. I think
you.
This one is me.
This one was you.
Yeah.
This is De Jong. It's 4 out of 5.
Yay!
That one was you. I thought I could trick you. You're doing really well.
I know.
I'm just
guessing.
Excellent. I'm going to break with tradition with the last one. Let's see if you can get perfect five.
Okay.
This one isn't about the X Factor.
Well,
or music.
Change.
Okay.
Okay.
This is just about your brother, in fact.
Really?
Okay. finding the fact that my brother's voice is breaking hilarious.
That's true. I think
straight
so.
Away. No,
no. No, I think that's true because I remember him going through a stage where it kind of breaks every so often and goes all wobbly, and I did think it was really funny. So that could be me. Yeah. I think that's
You're
true.
Cruel enough to.
Yeah, I think I would.
Media.
I always like making fun of him on Facebook. So I think that's true.
Cyberbullying your brother.
Yeah, of course.
How old is your brother?
He's 18.
18, okay.
Yeah. So this must be a few years ago.
Yeah, poor lad.
Okay.
Poor lad, you are in fact correct.
Yay!
It's a perfect five for Lee Jong. So you do know yourself, in fact.
I do.
Very, very, very well.
So I'm winning. I'm the winner so far.
You are the winner. You're the top of the leaderboard. Currently, there's only two people on it.
Oh, but still.
I doubt there's going to be many other people that are going
to
get
a perfect
five.
I'm going to have to keep tabs to see if anyone beats me.
I mean, you could come back at the end of this year for the grand finale.
Yeah, let's
do
it.
See who's going to, you know, be the winner out of you and whoever else.
I will be there.
The perfect
I will
You're
be there,
be
Dom.
There?
I will.
You're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm
excellent. Excellent. Thank you very, very, very much for coming on the
You're
show.
Welcome. Thank you
today.
For having me.
We're going to move on to another song chosen by our lovely playlisters this week. This is Bondax, and this is Temptation featuring Eric Castle.
Show me slowly, now that I'm focused, falling free, no you see, feel the walls closing, don't reach, no need, keep this unspoken, pardon me, heavenly, keep this unspoken, I know you want me but I want you more, something that we can't ignore. Sirens calling, coming after me, chasing, giving in, wanna feel something. Oh, I know you want me, but I want you more, so much in between us that we can't ignore. So I can see it all. It's all me, it's all you. Got my back against the wall. Hold it, no, 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 pushing me, but I can't fall. I know you want me, but I want you more. Something in between us that we can't ignore. Sirens calling, coming after me, chasing. Can't ignore.
Yes, indeed. That was Bondax featuring Eric Hassel with Temptation, and you're listening to Leeds Student Radio. That's it for me for today. You've been listening to Dominic Moffat Presents The Voice of the Student. My show is over. Make sure you stay tuned right now for Sound Squabble with Helena. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic show. I believe she's starting the show with Cher, so nothing can go wrong there at all. Make sure you tune in next week when I will be having James Gregg on the show. It's all going to be absolutely fantastic. Stay happy, stay safe, and peace.